P.S.
On an incredible Wednesday afternoon with 80 degrees, from Lexington, Kentucky, here comes...
No chit-chat before the intro.
No chit-chat.
Live
right to it.
Jesus.
We have a special guest here. Oh, hello, Dennis. How are you?
Hey.
Hey. Are you okay? You seem perturbed.
He's mad at me. Live from Lexington, Kentucky.
You're feeling pretty happy with yourself, aren't you?
Dinner, Dennis. Tasty chewing, my friend. What are you chewing on?
Wait, is this, what do you guys do? Is this for real? Like, am I here? Am
You're
I on
here.
Your podcast?
We are all here.
Is am I right? on the podcast?
Like, we're
is this,
on.
Is this happening right
this
now?
This is live and in living color.
I can't believe
Dennis
it.
Dennis Dillon is pouting.
How did this happen?
And he is just, you know.
How did you guys allow somebody who knows nothing about sports into a sports podcast?
Can't wait for an introduction.
I don't understand this.
You can't wait for the introduction.
It's the highlight
I'm waiting
of the
on you.
It's I'm
the
done.
Highlight of the show.
Let's start over, Dillon. Let's
you
make
start you, over.
Let's start over, Dylan. We're going to make you happy. We'll edit some of this out to be bloopers, bleeps, and
no,
blunders.
Don't edit any of it out. Well, you got, free you got Dennis.
This is my only chance to be on the show.
Go ahead, Dennis. Take two.
Freak Daddy's clock is ticking over here. He's afraid we're going to shut it down any minute now. He's missed his moment. Live from Lexington, Kentucky, here comes the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast, Week 10 in the NFL with Beer Man, Dead Air Dennis, and Brad Taylor. And special guest, Freak Daddy, start talking. Go ahead.
What's up, y'all? Is this for real? Is this happening?
You're done. He's out. Okay. Freak Daddy, you've heard of a game called football, correct?
I'm somewhat familiar, yes.
Do you know that it involves a football, an oblong-shaped?
The pigskin?
It does.
Oh.
Are you? How many NFL football teams can you name?
Like, immediately?
Yeah.
I mean, if I look in the paper.
No, I want you to look
I know the Bengals.
Up.
No, the Titans.
Yeah.
Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots.
Keep going.
The team in Jacksonville is named the...
Panthers.
Nope.
Close.
They were both expansion franchises at the same time.
Don't
Two
get,
states away.
Don't be proving how smart you are over there, B-Rad.
Oh, Carolina's the Panthers.
There you go.
Who's in Jacksonville? Gators.
Like the perfect Jaguar. Jaguars.
Oh, Jaguars. Of course it's the Jaguars.
If you had a gambling tip for us, what would you be your gambling tip of the day, Freak Daddy?
Well, that's a good question.
That is a good question, is it?
And have you ever gambled on a sport?
I think read the side hustle. I think that's what I would go
with. You know, that's a point for you.
I think I'd start right
there.
And
now we know why he's on the show.
Start right there.
We do. Freak Daddy, you're always welcome on this show, my friend.
I'm glad I brought the IQ points down in here a little bit.
No. You brought them up. Look at these two clowns across from me here. Yeah, you can't help but help this bunch. I can promise you. You're a Mensa patient compared to
these
guys.
You know what's amazing? These guys absorb and like you do, sports knowledge. And you can hold on to that. You can retain that. I've never been able to do that, even when I was trying.
Well, it's all
kind of like song lyrics when you're on stage with him and he's playing his guitar and singing a song. He usually has the words in front of him. Do you not?
Almost always. I can't remember anything.
Why is that, I wonder?
I don't know. It's weird, right?
Do you think something happened to you as a child?
No, because I used to do theater and I would memorize the entire show. Isn't that weird?
Can you quote some theater for us right
no,
now?
No, because I can't remember it.
Hark, hark, he hearkened.
When I'm in it, I got it.
Bark, bark, he barkened.
Oh.
Yeah, see, that's a song. He wouldn't remember either one of them.
To be or...
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up.
69.
Wait, here's my contribution, and I'm going to let
Next
you guys...
Game.
Actually, I'm going to actually let you guys have a podcast. Will Levis, how about that?
It's pronounced Levi's.
Oh, it is?
No.
Why do you want to do that, Beer Man? That's just terrible.
I'm going to hear him on the radio tomorrow morning going, Will Levis is going to be the starting quarterback for the Titans all year.
Yeah, that's right.
Former golfer Chai Chai Rodriguez.
Freak Daddy, who do the Bengals play this week?
You got me on that. I don't know.
You're the morning guy.
You invited me into this.
You're the morning guy on the station that carries the Bengals.
Crashed.
And I will read that every morning. And I'll know exactly.
But you don't know off the top of your head.
I can't remember.
The Houston Texans.
Well, look at that.
Can we start there?
Yeah. That's okay. Not a real team.
Everybody give it up for a classic Rock 92.1 Morning Guy, Freak Daddy.
Freak Daddy. Thanks. Yeah.
Woo. Thanks for stopping in and making it all of us feel like geniuses.
Stop by anytime.
Love you, buddy.
Next game.
Next game.
Shut the door and lock it.
Time for the recap.
Change the combination.
How did we do last week, Beer Man?
Oh, he's ready.
Okay, forget the introduction. There was no introduction. We're just going to go straight into the misery.
Brad Taylor, author of the book Side Hustle, all about gambling and his systems. So-called gambling expert,
you
finished 5-9.
That's,
whoa, my God.
Wait a minute. I don't laugh at you guys.
Oh, my God. 5-9?
That was bad. Wrong again. Should not be said as many times as I do.
You might want to dial that one back a little bit.
No, we're going full board ahead.
Dead Air Dennis, the epitome of average at 7-7. And Beer Man still leads the way, 8-6.
It was a tough week, though. We all knew it going in, right?
There was an uncomfortable week, yeah.
This one doesn't feel much more comfortable to me at all.
I don't know. I took my picks pretty quickly on this one. It was like I didn't have to think about it much. I was like, I like here, I like here, I like here.
On the ESPN side, I haven't even had time this week to go in and do it. So
really?
Yeah, I have not even.
I noticed there is a healthy spread in one of the games.
Yes, and we will get to that.
Which one is that?
Danny DeVito will be quarterbacking the New York Giants in a 17-point-ish line.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, what else do we have to talk about? You want to get to the games?
We want to get to the... How about the fanboy parlays? Why don't we let's try to set up a little music intro to that.
After we tell you whether or not they had a parlay.
Benny Hill says stopping by and chasing naked women around. And he stopped him by for the parlay social and football games. Okay, I'm done.
13-year-old me thought Benny Hill was the greatest show.
Oh, my God.
That and Monty Python are the greatest things ever.
I'm going to raise the bar. I'm going to tell you, as a 16-year-old, I love Benny Hill.
How does he get away with chasing all these women at such a fast speed?
And why are they in bras and panties?
Always.
This damn Me Too generation don't know what they missed, do they?
Benny Hill got away with murder back then. Might as well. All right, the KSR parlay lost again 5 weeks in a row, Dennis Dillon. I'm going to tee it up for you. Yeah. Your thoughts on the sheep? They were, how many people did we say? 6,100 people last week followed that KSR parlay.
Wow.
6,100 people.
Okay, so and what do you think the average pay, what do you think the average bet is on a parlay? $5 or $10?
I'd say with those
probably
people, five at most.
So there's $12,000. From Kentucky people, probably, who just lost their money because they followed, again, week after week.
So
they haven't won yet, right? They haven't hit a point.
No, 5 weeks in a row. They did 3 weeks thinking they could do it, couldn't do it. Then they said, you know what, we're going to take all favorites on the money line. Still couldn't do it. Then they went back to basics and tried it again last week. Still couldn't do it.
So 6,000 people.
Yeah.
Let's say a $5 parlay.
Times 9 weeks.
$30,000 a week. They're at 5 weeks right now. They are doing fantastic. For DraftKings.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Las Vegas says thank you for your money.
Yeah.
But those sheep, they don't let up. They keep rolling. They keep following the rest of the sheep to the slaughterhouse.
We got you. We got you. We're in.
Here's our goal. Spread the love on this podcast, and let's see if we can go from 6,100 people last week to maybe 5,100 this week. Maybe we can save people some money if we all just share the podcast.
I mean, we can at least break you even.
It's unbelievable.
It really
is. It's unbelievable that these people just continue following these guys week after week. And then they go on social media, oh, tough loss this week, but I'm still with you. That is the most maddening thing. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Brad's telling a story as I walk in. He can go 4-1, and he gets emails about that one.
Nobody talks about the four. It's all about the one.
And listen, at the end of the podcast today, I will try to come up with a parlay, and let's see if I can get one right. Okay?
There you go.
Let's see if I can nail one down.
You are the parlay expert. Well, I don't know. Beer Man's been hitting some lately, too. Now.
Yeah.
I don't like the parlay.
You don't do it right.
All right, anything else before we get to the
let's get to the games!
You don't want to talk about the Bengals?
Huh?
The Bengals? They're 3 wins in a row. You want to talk about them during?
That would be 4 in a row.
And they're still in last place in their division.
But they're tied for last.
I agree.
Also tied for second.
It kind of cracks me up that it's like, wow, they're on fire in last place.
2 weeks ago, before the 49ers game, Joe Burrow was a 50-1 shot to win the MVP.
Mm.
Now he's 9-1.
Wow.
To win the MVP.
Wow.
Is that worthy? Is that should that have happened, or should we have been on this 3 weeks ago?
Well, I did say last week I wanted to go in and put in you know $10 or something, but I didn't do it. Not had time, so that sucks for me.
Well, here's the question: who's the best player in the NFL right now, this season?
Lamar Jackson's
up there.
Lamar's up there. Christian
Mahomes
McCaffrey
is always, you know, hurts.
I don't know that you throw Mahomes in there because they're not the high-powered offense that they once were. Their defense is better. They're winning. But 21-14, that's a pretty standard score for the Chiefs anymore.
And getting whipped by Denver didn't help
his
chances.
They were the only team that didn't score a touchdown that week when they played Denver. So every other team in the league scored a touchdown that week except Kansas City. And, of course, Dylan has reminded us many, many times
that he took the Broncos
on the money line in that week. Yet another reason why he will be giving you his dead air parlay coming up, dead money parlay coming up later in the show as he prepares. Anything else before we get to the games?
Well, I mean, I think there's an argument for maybe somebody like Jared Goff. Even in this, I mean, Detroit's what, 6-2 now or something like that? Jacksonville, I mean, you know, you have Trevor Lawrence. I mean, these guys are, if they finish out the year at a high level, could happen.
Let's go over the favorites for the MVP real quick.
All right.
Mahomes, +240. Jalen Hurts, +320. Lamar Jackson, 5-1.
Lamar is the first one that I would consider money on. But Mahomes and Hurts, no. Philadelphia schedule's getting ready to get really tough.
Tua, +650. Yeah. Burrow, 9-1, like we said.
He's the fifth choice.
He's fifth choice.
Okay.
At 9-1. Josh Allen, 14-1.
Not a chance.
Trevor Lawrence, 19-1.
Maybe.
And then you're getting into 30-1 and higher, starting with McCaffrey and Purdy right there at 30-1.
You know who I would think about? Maybe just give some thought to Tyreek Hill.
Hey, you know what, though?
He is 50-1. He is the first receiver easy on this list. And you said Goff. Goff is 40-1. For MVP.
You look at Miami when the weather was nice, they were scoring in the 70s.
Yeah.
And they've struggled to score a little bit against the decent defense.
On the road, in the colder climes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the people like Tyreek Hill and Tua are going to fall off a little bit.
And for you, Dylan, Travis Kelce, 200-1.
Is that right?
Most valuable.
Because I was going to say Travis as well. I mean,
he's got the Swift factor.
I'm not a fan, but the guy's a great player, so.
You're not a fan? Why aren't you a fan?
I don't know. I just don't like the guy. Don't like the cut of his jib, as you might say.
Oh, really? Yeah. I've heard that somewhere before. Yeah. All right. Are we ready to get to the games?
Let's get to the games.
It is a big Thursday night, beer man. It is a big Thursday night.
What's going on Thursday?
What's going on?
Must be a huge game.
It's the game of the week.
Oh, my God.
And they put it on a Thursday standalone?
We have official word now that Bajet is starting for the Bears on Thursday night against
what I was hoping to hear.
Bryce Young, short little Bryce Young in the Carolina Panthers. Bears with Bajet at quarterback, 3.5-point favorites over Carolina and little Bryce Young, total 38.5. I say that for a reason in that tone.
Mm.
Beer man, I will let you pontificate about your Bears.
I was really hoping that Justin Fields would be back
the game
for this one.
That the season could end today.
Well, no, we need a little bit more because right now we get the second and third pick.
Okay.
If we can go another week or two, maybe we can get back to the first.
What number do you wear, by the way?
34.
No, you don't. That's retired.
But my jersey at the house
72?
Is a 34.
Yo, I thought it was 72 for the fridge.
For the fridge,
yeah. Waistline, sure.
Yeah. You got 30 with Mike with Peanut and yeah.
Okay.
All right,
back to the game.
You know what? Carolina hadn't looked good. Chicago.
No
you
kidding.
Feel like they're fighting.
At 1-7, are you really ready to issue that?
Chicago's still fighting.
For what?
Give me the Bears. Best bet of the week. Mac Daddy Stogie.
They're fighting
for Quit using my gimmick. That's terrible.
They're fighting for the first round draft pick. That's not what you're
It's my classic cafe game of the week. No, that doesn't sound well. That just stop.
The 1-7 Carolina Panthers against the 2-7 Chicago Bears.
Something has to give.
This is monumental.
For the draft picks next year.
Wait. Dennis is a fan of the Cincinnati Bengals, has been forever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That team was garbage from like 92 until 2008. So let's not ride on the Bears.
I'm going to ride on the Bears just the same as everybody rode on the Bengals back then.
I did not.
Why would you did not?
I would give you a hug after every loss.
Is that right? You didn't know me back then, so there you go.
What are you talking about?
Why would you lie to his face?
The Chicago Bears have won 5 of the last 6 between these two teams. Carolina 0-4 on the road. I'm taking the Bears minus the points.
Both of y'all took the Bears?
Right again.
Say
wrong
it.
Again. You're Carolina. Give me Carolina. Bryce Young. Better quarterback.
Nope, just a better quarterback. Well, okay, maybe.
Okay.
I was still thinking Fields for whatever
Fields
reason.
Fields is out for some reason.
Yeah, but whose mom makes the best lunch? That's what I'm concerned about.
Whose mom makes the best toast? I think we know the answer.
Yeah.
Let's go to
whose
Sunday morning.
Whose dad can beat anybody in arm wrestling?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Bajan's dad is a world.
Oh yeah, I forgot about
world class.
That went right over your head, didn't it?
I didn't. I forgot all about that.
And you think you know sports?
I don't. I don't even watch the games.
You should write a book about how much you don't know about sports.
You're right. By the way, did I tell you I'm speaking at the Lexington Rotary Club tomorrow?
Good luck with that.
Did I mention that?
I don't even know what a Rotary Club is.
It's all the hot shots. It's all the big shots at Lexington.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So next week we should have a guest.
Well, I don't know.
Why don't you corral one of these?
Do some networking?
Someone sent me a picture of all the last time somebody spoke at the Rotary Club last week. And I showed Dennis it earlier, and he was very impressed with just how many old men there were there.
No.
A lot of old white people.
A lot of old with comb-overs. A lot of, yeah.
So next week, Ursel Ellis on the podcast. Right?
I love Ursel Ellis.
No, you do.
I forbid you to say anything bad about that man.
I would welcome him.
Is he that
him?
Horse racing guy?
Yes.
He was on when I was a kid. I remember that guy.
Yeah.
He'd just go through. We got the fourth race at Belmont. Three horse finish first. Win, play, show. He'd just go down all the races. I'm just like, good God, he did all that in 15 minutes. Like
that man and his dad put the first saddle on the back of Man of War.
Oh, my gosh.
This guy hasn't forgot a thing through the years. And now that fearless Frank Falconer has passed.
How old is he?
Ursel is my new pops. Ursel's in his 90s. I'm not sure exactly.
I bet he could still get on that microphone and go over race results at Keeneland.
I promise you he
could.
Like
in 5 minutes.
I promise you he could.
And, yeah.
And he could probably still pick a better horse than all three of us.
Next game.
I have no doubt. Next game. We're going to Europe.
Boy, we get on a lot of tangents.
Did I tell you I was speaking tomorrow at the Rotary Club?
I heard.
Yeah. Gardner Minshew of the Colts. 1.5 favorites against Mac Jones and the Pats over across in Europe. Total 43.5 here, Dylan.
The rich history of Tom Brady and Peyton Manning out the window.
What?
Look what you got now. Look what you're left with just a scant few years later. Mac Jones and Gardner Minshew.
I'd rather have Steve Grogan versus Jeff George.
The Titanic struggle. I'd rather have Rocky Balboa versus Apollo Creed. I don't know, man.
Apollo got screwed.
Indianapolis is the 1.5-point favorite here.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me Indy. I mean, they've averaged over 20 points a game. The Patriots haven't done that. You know, screw Bill Belichick. I'm taking the Colts.
I don't know what to think.
None of us know what to think.
Of New England anymore. I mean, Belichick was a genius when he had Brady. Brady leaves and... Now Belichick doesn't even seem to know football.
It was a short-lived genius.
Yeah, if you're New England, and how long do you hang on to Belichick at this stage? I mean...
I'm not New England, I'm sorry.
No, but I'm just saying...
Were you addressing someone else in the room?
At what stage do you start going, hey, what are you doing?
At what stage do I say, hey, if you were Carolina, what would you do?
I would go to the beach. I'm kind of with you on this one, even though I don't want to be, just because I think the game's going to be awful. Not nearly as good as the Thursday night game, that's for sure. I'm going to take the Colts.
Compelling and rich.
Rich and compelling.
No, we were told today that it's compelling and rich.
I disagree.
Compelling and rich.
It's compelling and rich.
Well, now I've got to watch Anchorman.
No, I'll bring it up on my phone next time you're pontificating about some game we don't care about. Both you guys think the Colts?
Right again.
Give me the Patriots. I have no reasoning in this game other than the fact that you two took the Colts and Mac Jones is terrible against the spread as an underdog. Give me New England.
Let's go to the season-long record.
Next game. This is not a Mac Daddy Stogie, by the way. That's not even close. But this one is.
Uh-oh.
Cleveland Browns and Deshaun Watson on the road.
Mm.
In Baltimore, Lamar Jackson. Third of the MVP running right now. Ravens, 6-point home favorite. Low total, 38.5, Beer Man.
We know that if you have a big spread and a low total, you go with the underdog. The fact that they are in the same division, they're familiar with each other. Lamar is, I think, now 18-1 against the NFC. Cleveland is in the AFC. Give me the Browns in this game.
I can't take the Browns in this one, Beer Man. Baltimore beat them in Cleveland earlier this year. Beat them pretty good, too. And, you know, Cleveland, despite the great defense, they haven't really proved anything offensively. No real running back to speak of. Baltimore 2 weeks in a row here at home. They'll have the Bengals next week. Maybe they look ahead and maybe they don't. But, you know, and Cleveland is a fairly impressive plus 42 in the points fielded versus points against. But still, that's with a great defense. And they didn't look good last – I mean, I didn't think they looked that good last week. So I'm taking Lamar Jackson and Baltimore just on a roll right now. And I'm sticking with the Ravens.
Great story. And rich.
Uh-huh. All right.
Put that in your crack pipe there, Bear Man. You took the Ravens? Dang. I was hoping that both you guys would have taken the Ravens, but you took the Browns.
I took the Browns.
Mac Daddy Stogie, the divisional, road, dog, give me Cleveland. And give me under the total, the divisional under. Low total 38. Very good point you made there, Beer Man. When you see a low total like 38.5, the dog has the statistical advantage there. Dog and under here. Browns and under.
I gotta throw out props for the prop last week. Dennis talked about OBJ celebrating his birthday. Hadn't had a touchdown all year.
Boy, that was, what was it, 35-3 when he scored that touchdown?
Didn't matter.
Didn't
he
matter.
Scored a touchdown, yeah. And I cashed a bet.
I did too, yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun, right? 2 weeks in a row now, Brad. You're shaking your head no, but you should be.
No, I'm mad at myself for not putting down on that.
Do you think the KSR guys included that in their parlay?
No. I never would do that.
I will say this. I was watching the Fox pregame, and right before they went to the game, the female announcer, whoever it was, she goes, one thing to keep in mind, it's OBJ's birthday. He hadn't had a touchdown yet this year.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I'm sitting there going, we're already on it.
I thought Ramey Cohen was on ABC, not Fox.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway.
Where is Ramey Cohen? I thought Ramey Cohen was going to be one of our special guests.
You guys are in charge of guests.
Instead,
although
we end up with Freak Daddy.
TJ Shuck just followed me on Twitter. That's a true story. I sent a text as proof. I'm getting all the 36 people now. They're all following me, except one Miss Ramey Cohen. That's another story for another day. Next game.
We shot our shot.
Well, that's another story for another day. Let's go to Paul Brown Stadium or Paycor Field or whatever it's called now. The Houston Texans at your Cincinnati Bengals. C.J. Stroud, -500 to win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Going to Joe Burrow, one of the MVP favorites now. Bengals, 6.5-point favorites. And the total, 47.5. Dennis Dillon, your team, your pick.
Yeah, I think this game is going to be a high-scoring affair. The Bengals' defense has been really good this year, and I know a lot of people don't, at the beginning of the year, didn't think they would be. I never lost faith. I really didn't. Even though they had Nick Scott in the backfield, some new pieces, and they'd lost Von Bell and Eli Apple, I didn't fear. I knew that once a couple of games got under their belts, they'd be fine. So what would it take for C.J. Stroud to not win the Rookie of the Year? An injury could have hurt his chances, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Baby mama drama?
Baby mama drama? Certainly. Yeah. Certainly.
Yeah.
Problems with the law? Okay.
Catching the herp.
John Robinson getting traded to where he can actually play.
I mean, there's no... He really has zero competition.
Catching the herp?
It's always bad.
That'll do it.
It's not going to keep you from winning.
The fever blisters around your mouth. I mean, it's, yeah.
What's the spread on this game? Is it 7 points?
6.5. It has dropped.
Yeah.
It has dropped.
Yeah, get Houston now while you can. Houston leads this series in the last, I think since the year 2002, Houston has 8 wins, Cincinnati 5 wins in the 12 or 13 times they've met. Cincinnati's kind of caught in the middle here on a short, well, they'll have a short week with Baltimore coming up. They've just won 2 huge games. They're playing at home. Thank God for that, because they'll need a little extra advantage this week. I just see this game as being closer than it appears, like your side mirror.
So who are you taking?
Houston. You're living through the windshield, Houston. Not the rear view mirror? Is that what you're telling
me? I'm living through the side mirror.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That doesn't help us at all. But okay, Beer Man.
In the last 20 years.
Oh, my God.
When somebody throws for 500 yards, the next week their arm is jelly. That is completely made up.
Oh, it's really peanut butter?
I was
butter?
About to look that up. God.
It's peanut butter, right?
Huh?
It's peanut butter.
Oh, peanut butter jelly time. No, C.J. Stroud had the game of his life last week. Confidence is high. There's bound to be a letdown. The Bengals, in my opinion, are one of the best teams in the NFL. I think they can somewhat sleepwalk through this game and still win by a touchdown. At 7.5, I was a little nervous. But at 6.5, I'm all over the Bengals, and I'm all over the Bengals quick.
You should be more nervous. Mac Daddy Stogie, give me Houston.
Okay.
On the road. Getting the points.
I'm going to mark
this
one down.
And you actually said something where I was shockingly agreeing with you. It'll be a high-scoring game. Mac Daddy Stogie, let's go over the total here. Two high-scoring offenses. I think they're both going to
Brad never takes the over
either.
Here's
my thing. I don't think Houston's going to be high-scoring for the simple fact that the Bengals' defense is pretty good.
Houston, they could put up their own points, and Cincinnati might put up 30 themselves. So
I do expect Cincinnati to put up 30 points in this game.
But if Cincinnati puts up 30 and their defense kind of shuts down Houston, which I think is realistic.
Value's on Houston, and I'm going over the total. And like Dennis said, I'm going over. There must be a reason. Right. I don't know what it is, but we're going over the total here. That's a Mac Daddy Stogie. Next game, Brock Purdy and the Niners. 3-point favorites at Jacksonville. I have a feeling I know where the Beer Man's going in this one. Total, 45, Beer Man.
I don't want to go either direction in this one, but San Francisco lost 3 in a row. They're coming off a bye. They did lose, was it their best pass rusher? I'm going to take San Francisco in this game, surprisingly. San Francisco had to have a get-right meeting over the bye. I think they're going to come out guns a-blazing in this one.
When do they have the get-right meeting, though? I'm kind of serious about this because that 2-week period, or you know, almost 2-week period between games, do you address the team right after the loss, after the third straight loss, or do you do it like a couple of days before, or the middle of the next week? I mean, when do you do it to try to maximize the impact of that get right?
I think you would do it immediately after that third loss.
I mean, it's a weird, intangible question, but
yeah.
But
say, hey guys, we've got 2 weeks to get right. Whatever it's going to take to get right, let's make it happen. Work on it during the bye week, and let's come back ready to go.
San Francisco's lost 3 in a row. Jacksonville has won 5 in a row. They're 4-0 on the road. They're 2-2 at home. Jacksonville getting 3 points right now? That's hard to not take, man. I'm taking the Jags in this one.
I want to be on you.
What?
Who do you want to be on, San Francisco or Jacksonville?
I will take a Mac Daddy Stogie pick with Dennis Dillon and the Jacksonville Jaguars getting the points at home here. Let me tell you, as a handicapper, these come-to-Jesus meetings, those don't bother me.
They don't figure, do they?
They don't figure. There's no numerical value you can put on a come-to-Jesus meeting.
There's not a numerical value, but do you think the Raiders kind of came to Jesus Josh McDaniels was ousted?
That's a good point. That's a very good point. But we'll talk about them a little later. How long do those last?
2 weeks tops.
Yeah, they don't last a whole.
It's usually 1 week.
Yeah. What I'm saying. 2 weeks tops.
I'm going with the Jaguars here. I'm getting a lot of value, and I'm going under the total here. Might be a little bit of wind action down in the southeast. A little windy under. And we know about the...
Here's my thing, though. If you look at if you look at who San Francisco lost to, all great defenses. Jacksonville just doesn't have a great defense. They've got a solid offense. So that's why I'm leaning San Francisco.
San Francisco's offense hasn't looked that good, though, lately.
No.
And Brock Purdy getting hit again in that Cincinnati game. They say he might have suffered another setback 2 weeks in a row after the concussion in the previous week. Then the Bengals knocked him around pretty good, and they say he might have had a little bit of a setback. They say that stays with you a lot longer than what the common person understands.
But you sort of just made my point. San Francisco's offense looked bad. They've been going up against good defenses. They're not going up against a good defense here.
Understand.
Next game. Making people's points for them.
Both teams coming off the bye, though. Not just San Francisco.
Well, okay, I'll give you that. But this is going to be a fun game.
Yeah.
Fun game. Two of the best teams in the NFL.
Speaking of fun games, Josh Dobbs and the Vikings.
How weird is it that Brad's the one hurrying us along?
Yeah.
It's right. Usually Dennis.
I'm tired of your chicanery. No, I'm not. I actually enjoy it.
Compelling and rich. Yes. That's what you're tired of.
I want to be on you. Josh Dobbs and the Vikings. At home, 2.5-point underdogs to Derek Carr and the Saints. How could that be? Total 41. Beer man.
Can we go to Dennis first?
Yes, we can go to. It might be his term anyway.
Historically, Minnesota leads the series 24-13. 37 times they've played together, 5-4. Both teams' record this year. I know you guys love to make fun of my stats. I don't care.
Did you write those down?
I did.
Or are you reading? Is that a menu?
You think I'm going to?
Is that the pizza menu from downstairs?
My point is, Minnesota leads the series despite the years of dominance with Drew Brees. This game is at home, Minnesota. Josh Dobbs has done nothing wrong this entire season. In fact, you could say he's done everything right. And the Minnesota Vikings believe. If you watched them play last week, especially that last half, they played inspired. Give me the Vikings.
Compelling and rich.
Yeah. Where's this game at?
Minnesota.
And they're an underdog. Yes. All right, I'm going to go with the Vikings. I don't feel great about this game at all.
I was going to take the Vikings.
Oh, come on.
Until both of you took them.
No.
But since it's not in that Mac Daddy Stogie, wrong again.
If you want the Vikings, take the Vikings.
No, I don't want them now.
What are you afraid of?
Our 6,000 listeners need to feel like they're on a side.
We have 6,000 listeners?
Do we not have 6,000 people? Oh, wait, that was a different show that had 6,000 people on,
parlay.
On a losing parlay.
The fanboy parlay.
We're talking about the people who listen to the show that loses.
I like where you're going there.
Yeah.
Anyway, give me the... Saints on the road. Yeah. Wrong again, boys. I just want to say it.
That's
not a Mac Daddy.
Now you're just embarrassing us.
Week 9, Brad Taylor finished 5-9.
Next game.
5-9, huh?
Only because he kept going, oh, you all both picked him? Wrong again.
He's lucky there were four teams on bye last week. That could have been 5-13.
Oh.
Next game. Why don't we just give him losses for those four? Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love. Which I'm not feeling in this room right now.
Mm-mm. No.
Going to Pittsburgh, Kenny Pickett. Steelers 3-point favorites, total 39. We'll start with the beer man this time.
I don't know how Green Bay won last week. And the fact that, the fact that Stafford wasn't there, but apparently now Stafford's going to be out for a handful of weeks. That's a different game. Pittsburgh's winning with smoke and mirrors, but they keep winning. I don't know how. It's got to be defense, and when there's a good defense, Jordan Love crumbles like a cookie. Give me the Steelers.
Carson Wentz likely be starting for the LA Rams.
Yeah.
We'll save that story for a few minutes, but I've got a homespun story that'll just warm the
cockles
of your heart. Yeah,
Jordan and Rich.
Maybe even down to the subcockles.
Ooh. I can feel that right now. Thank you.
It's a Dennis Leary song that I can't even mention the title.
Oh, really?
He talks about the cockles and the subcockles.
Mm.
Subcockles.
Mike Tomlin calling his quarterback, Kenny Pickens, a pebble in my shoe.
Pickens?
Pickett. Sorry. I get George
Pickens.
I get George Pickens and Kenny Pickett. Yeah, confused. I mean, when you call your quarterback a pebble in your shoe, that's not a good thing. I think Pittsburgh will play inspired, sadly. Again, at least the defense will, and they'll probably squeeze out another win, although Green Bay is really due for a win. I mean, you know, I mentioned the history of...
Just got a win this past weekend.
Green Bay? But,
over the Rams?
Oh, that's right. Sorry. I was going to say, we talked about... A few minutes ago about the rich history of Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think about Green Bay and Pittsburgh, you know, how they had Aaron Rodgers and Ben Roethlisberger, and now you're reduced to this kind of this other rubble as well. So, yeah, it's just a weird year in football. I this is a home team game. What's the spread on the Brad? I guess?
Three. Pittsburgh by 3.
Yeah.
Total 39.
Yeah. You know what? Give me Green Bay. Green Bay sounds fun to take this week. Maybe they got a little something.
Who'd you take?
I took the Steelers.
Steelers and Green Bay? Boy, I hate this game.
I do too.
I don't want any part of it. I'll take Green Bay getting the 3, but I don't feel great about it. But for future reference, subcockles in the Urban Dictionary. Nobody knows for sure, but could be defined as the inside of one's genitalia.
All right.
Dennis Leary coined this word, but never quite says what it is. And here's the example. Person one, hey, look at that woman over there. She's hideous. Person two, I dare you to ask her for a good hard look at her subcockles. Person one, well, I can already see them.
Oh.
That's all it says. Urban Dictionary, folks, how to get through life.
There you go.
The bottom line way. I'll take
it. I did point out that Dennis Leary used it. I didn't realize that was the first time it was ever used.
Apparently it was, according to Urban Dictionary. Next game. Will Levis and the Tennessee Titans.
It's pronounced Levi's.
I apologize. Freak Daddy and I will, when we're watching football Saturday, we'll have this discussion for 6 hours. Will Levi's is a 1-point underdog at Tampa and Baker Mayfield. Total very low. 38.5 here, Dylan.
I'm sorry. I was making some notes here. What was the
Tampa 1-point favorite over Tennessee. Total 38.5.
Yeah, I like Will Levis. I think that he had a couple of extra days rest. You got 2-3-5 teams facing each other. Tennessee leads the series 10-2. And they've only faced six. Wow, this is cool. They've only faced each other six times in the 2000s, and Tennessee is 5-1 in those six games. Give me Tennessee.
I think quarterbacks are close to equal. Give me the better head coach. What was the stat that Vrabel wins 50% of the games he's an underdog outright?
Yes.
Yeah, give me Vrabel in this one. I'll take the Titans.
Levi's, second consecutive start both on the road. First one at home, he did well. Second one on the road at Pittsburgh, not so much. Still a rookie quarterback, still going on the road. Still a slight lean to Tampa for me. A little bit of value, a little bit of steam action, and reverse line move because the public is on them. Not a Mac Daddy Stogie, but if you're going to maybe pick the winner here, I'll take Tampa at home.
And it scares me that Tampa got waylaid last week. If Tampa would have put up a better performance, especially in the second half of that game, I would feel a lot better about taking Tennessee.
Tampa Bay was winning with 40 seconds left.
I mean, it was ridiculous.
By the way, props to Houston for kneeling instead of going for two. They
unless you had Houston minus 2.5, yeah.
They helped me with Tampa Bay plus 2.5.
Yeah, I hit a $105 parlay on that one, so yeah.
Oh.
And that was the last one, too. I was waiting for the results of it.
Oh.
See, those are the ones you don't remember, though. So if you were on the other side, you'd still be talking about that.
Oh,
today.
I think he'll remember that.
Well,
a kneel down for instead of a attempt at an extra point or an attempt at a – I don't know that I've ever seen a kneel down.
I've seen a few. They do it in college a lot. They'll do it in college, especially because they don't trust. Yeah.
Were they just concerned that it could have been intercepted?
Yes.
And run back for two.
Yes. Exactly.
To tie the game.
Yes. That's the why. There's no other reason to not kick that extra point. The only reason would be to make sure they don't get it and run it, block it, and run it back, and that ties the game. And we're going to overtime.
Well, why would you? They were lined up for a 2-point conversion. Why would you have not at least tried to run the ball? C.J. Stroud is quick.
Fumble. What if he fumbles?
Miracle of Meadowlands.
I would have said,
let me ask you this. Has it ever happened before? Has it ever happened? Has anybody ever fumbled and the ball been run back for the points?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Exactly. So that's why you don't do it. That's why you kneel. Because it can happen.
Joe Pizarcik, Larry Zonka, the Miracle of the Meadowlands, 1978. I remember it like it was yesterday.
How old are you?
Older than you, but not nearly as old as Methuselah Dylan over here. Next game, 4 o'clock games. Taylor Heinicke and the Falcons.
Mm.
Never thought I'd say that. Headed to Arizona to play Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. What a debacle this is. Falcons still, though, 1.5 favorite, total 44, Beer Man.
Sorry, I'm trying to jot all this down. So Kyler Murray comes back after about 18 months off.
Uh-huh.
I thought at the beginning of the year, Arthur Miller was probably the best coach in that division. He hasn't made a sound decision all year long. Atlanta's looked awful. I think Kyler Murray has a successful return. Give me the Cardinals.
It concerns me a little bit that the Atlanta Falcons have this great running game, but now they have a quarterback who likes to throw the ball, and so there's just that little bit of conflict now in the offense. Like, what are we really good at now?
They don't know who they are.
They don't know who they are. That's a perfect way of saying it. I I don't like this game at all either. Nobody knows what to think of Kyler Murray coming back. I mean, I don't even think that guy was expecting to play this season. I really don't.
Yeah.
I'm taking Atlanta because I think they have the better offense. I think they have the better defense. And I still don't know what kind of running game the Cardinals have.
Introducing the next person in this podcast. She hails from the great state of Berea, Kentucky.
Mm.
She's about 5'7", maybe 5'6", wearing a hat that I can't read. She is a hot mess if there ever was one.
Miss Judy?
She is. Misty Dawn from Classic Rock.
It's one 92.1.
Word. Why are you here in the middle of our podcast, Misty Dawn? What's her face?
I'm just wanting to put my 2 cents in.
You got 2 cents?
I do. That's all I get because I work in radio.
Oh, okay. Do you have
Will Levis, baby!
We're past that game.
I walked in. I just wanted to make sure you remember.
Will Levis? Is it Levi's or Levis?
Ask Beer Man.
Yeah, he always corrects us.
Last night she was wearing her Levi's jersey. I was wearing my Levi's pants.
It's short for Leviathan. Unleash the Kraken. Right, Misty Dawn?
Hell yeah. That'd be awesome. This show just took a whole new spin.
This show sucks.
I know how to get this girl worked up. You guys don't know how to work a girl, do you?
Not like that. Good Lord. So you got a football pick for us? One pick. Tennessee, right? Whoever they're playing. They could be playing the 85 Bears.
Well, my favorites are obviously the Bengals.
Okay.
Cowboys when they're not playing Philadelphia. And then, didn't they just get beat by the Eagles?
Yes.
Okay. So that would mean Philadelphia, you like them more than Dallas.
No, I'm angry at them right now because they beat the Cowboys.
So that
but
makes
now I'm
no
Will
sense.
Levis, Tennessee Titans.
Okay. So if I told you Dallas was a 17-point favorite this week over the New York Giants, what would you say?
Oh, hell yeah. Kill the Giants. I'm pissed at the Giants.
Oh, why are you pissed at the Giants?
Tell him.
Okay, so I'm on my sports betting app,
right? Regret this already.
No, I'm learning a lot from you guys. I'm actually telling people I'm listening to this podcast, learning some tips.
Oh, you're our listener.
I'm the one and only, right?
You're other than Judy, the other listener. Okay.
So I'm on my sports betting app, the one that Beer Man's always talking about, you know?
DraftKings.
DraftKings, right. So they have these things already set up for you. You don't have to put a lot of thought into it. It's just like, oh, there's a block of whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
So I go ahead and I make my bet. I am about to, I got 7 parts. There was 8 parts that I had to get. I had 7 out of 8 done. I'm about to win $945 freaking dollars.
And you
Giants,
put up?
There's no timeouts. The Jets are done with timeouts. The game is almost over, like a minute and a half left in the game. The Giants have the ball. They're about to kick a field goal. That's all they have to do. They had 35 yards to do it. I mean, grandma can do that, right? They miss the freaking field goal. The game goes into overtime. They get the ball first. Can they run it down the field? No. So guess who gets the ball then? The Jets. The Jets ended up winning, costing me $945. So no, I'm pissed at the Giants.
So let me just put this out for you.
Why would you not be pissed at the Jets?
I've heard you put out. Go ahead.
Boy, she's on fire tonight, boy. It's just Lucy holding the ball for Charlie Brown. You picked 8 games.
No. It was actually 3 games, and then 5 parts were so-and-so ran so many.
Okay, you made 8 picks.
Yes.
There were 8 bets you made.
Yes.
You got 7 out of 8 right.
100%.
And you still lost.
Yep.
Now, that doesn't kind of resonate in your mind. Man, I'm 7-1, and I still lost.
All I invested was $10. I could have won
$945. But if you had bet on every one of those individually, you would be winning.
That's what I'm learning from Brad. He's telling me that all the time. Do it individually.
That's what we're talking about. Now, one more question.
Okay.
Have you heard of the fanboys across town? We call them, it's what I call them. They're KSR. KSR.
They suck.
Why do they suck? Please tell us. Oh, Missy Dawn.
Because Darth Vader, friend of mine. That leads their little Girl Scout troop.
The coven.
I can't stand him.
Oh, please tell me why. Oh,
I literally can't stand that ego, you know, narcissistic asshole. Huh? Can I say that word?
No.
Oh, please. Miss Judy loves you already. I'm telling you right now. She's chick because she doesn't like him because...
You can do as well as him.
Okay, you can.
Oh, well, thank you.
We pause now for station identification. You're listening to ESPN Sports Radio.
And this commercial from Betty Hill. Back to live action.
Oh, I like
please
live. Okay.
Tell me about the Matt Jones, or yes, that narcissist over there across the way.
Matt Jones is an awful lot. It's very close to Mac Jones. Have you noticed that?
Yes. I mistake that.
They're both really, really good.
You get really close to my mouth when you're talking on that mic.
Good Lord.
I'm about to lick your head.
Miss Judy, please tune out.
Come back in 5 minutes.
Did you see her running up and down the hallway like 50 miles an hour?
The opinions expressed by Misty Dawn are not the...
Bunch of pervs in here.
Tell us about the fanboys.
I just can't stand... I used to be married to a narcissistic asshole, and I can't stand people like that. I can't.
Yeah, but
so Matt, whatever. I don't even say.
On behalf of Lynn Martin Communications, we apologize for the language used by one Misty
I'll
Dawn.
I'll tell him to his face.
Stick it up your cram hole, there, beer man. Let the lady talk. Go ahead.
He's a misogynist. He's a narcissist. He's an egomaniac.
Did he try to pick you up?
No.
No.
Okay. Lord. Ugh.
Well, I'm just saying. Excuse me. I'm just saying.
That would give me nightmares.
Well, you know, I
just
put
don't
it past.
Like. There's people that I can tell you get a good aura from him.
Don't like the cut of his jib.
I don't want to know what his.
You can tell when you get good oral from somebody.
this took a really bad turn.
You know, as soon as she walked in here, you two turned into like Betty Hill. You both turned into Betty Hill. Thing.
Well, she works on the same station we do, so we see her every day. She's on the air at night. So, Classic Rock 92.1, by the way.
Thank you for hating us. No, you can stay here and make all the picks you want, but you're taking. So you're taking the Bengals this week, and you like the Cowboys, except when they play the Eagles for mysterious reasons. Is that what you're telling us?
And the Tennessee Titans.
And the Titans.
Yes. I'm a supporter of Will Levis. I'm not a Tennessee Titans fan, but I'm a Will Levis fan.
Do we have an update on his girlfriend, Gia Duddy or Duty?
It's ex-girlfriend.
Ex-girlfriend.
And she's now dating Morgan Wallen, the country singer.
Right. Now, why is that a step up? I'm asking out of ignorance.
No, that's a major step down.
Major step down.
Yeah.
Do you think she regrets
She's
her decision?
She's a gold-digging hoe, man.
Really?
She went for the money because she thought that the Morgan... She thought her backseat Romeo guy, Will Levis, was going to take a backseat for the entire season. No.
Did you see her on draft day sitting next to him?
Yes,
and she left
it. And all the TV cameras on the... She's on her phone and stuff. Mm-hmm. I bet she's regretting that decision now because Will Levis is on everything.
See, that's the kind of stuff I need on this show. You guys can't
give
me stuff like that.
We don't need gossip on this show.
Yes, the TMZ portion of the show.
Next game.
She's a Big Lots chick now, man.
Don't worry. Nobody listens to this podcast anyway. Misty Dawn, any other knowledge that you could drop on us?
Babyface Burrow is playing this weekend. That's all I know.
Babyface and L.A. Reid?
Babyface Burrow.
Oh. No, Joe you guys Burrow. Don't even get that.
Yeah.
No, oh, Joe Burrow.
I know what you mean.
Oh, okay.
He's L.A. Reid.
Yeah, they were during my ATL days. Yeah.
Dennis not even on the microphone right now.
He doesn't care.
All right, I'm going to give you your microphone back. I got to go. Bye.
Thanks for licking my face. Or my head, as you said.
Thank you, Misty Dawn.
Thank you for the mini bear chocolate graham cookies.
She is the best looking person at Classic Rock. I can promise you that. Then again, she's the only woman at Classic Rock. Well, that tells me everything I need to know. Where in God's name were we?
You were giving us a pick on the Atlanta-Arizona game.
You picked who?
I took Arizona.
You picked who?
I took Atlanta.
Dang it. I'll take.
We are forcing Brad to pick this week.
I'm taking Atlanta. Giving up the point and a half. I liked Heineke more than Kyler Murray, who might be mailing this one in as well. Next game.
I like Stella Artois more than Heineken, though, so there you go.
He's playing for
too.
His...
We need to go over back to Caesars and see our good friend Brian Howard. Yeah, we do. L.A. Chargers, Justin Herbert at home. 3-point underdogs to Jared Goff and the Lions. Total 48.5 here, Dylan.
4.5?
48.5.
Oh, the total's 48. What's the line?
3. Chargers are 3-point dogs to Detroit.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Detroit coming off the bye. 6-2 on the season. Chargers 4-4 on the season. Chargers have won 2 in a row now. I don't know. I really don't have a pick in this game. Give me Detroit with the extra rest. I think the Chargers are a bit of a farce, much like your picks this week, Brad.
The Mac Daddy Stogies are legit. Bear Man.
How are the Chargers a farce? I was battling whether or not to take them over Kansas City in the division. That being said, Detroit.
That just makes you look stupid.
Yeah.
Maybe. Detroit.
That doesn't take much.
They're at the stage of the season where they can already kind of start to mail some games in. You're giving me the Chargers and points? Yeah, I'll take the Chargers in this.
Both of you took the Chargers?
No, he took Detroit.
Give me the Chargers. Give me the Chargers getting the 3 at home. Thank God I didn't want to have to take Detroit giving up 3 on the road. Next game. But here's one that I'm serious.
You know, we are looking for your insight.
We do want some insight from you, Brad.
No. But
not just I'm taking the opposite team of you all.
It's the pancake breakfast, Brad. You'll be there.
The ones that I have the strong opinions, Mac, when I say Mac Daddy Stogie, that's pounding the fist on the table.
How many times have you said that?
A few.
Once.
I will talk about my best bets at the end, but I'm just saying. I'm just, you know.
We still need an honest opinion. It's the Catalina wine mixer.
Poop mouth. Poop.
Can't believe you put that.
What'd you say that for, Brad?
San Diego. Okay, next game. Danny DeVito is your quarterback for the New York Giants.
Who is the quarterback, really?
Tommy DeVito.
Tommy DeVito?
And the backup is Matt Barkley, just signed yesterday.
Oh, my God.
They are only 16.5-point underdogs against the Dallas Cowboys with Dak Prescott. Total, 38.5. Beer man.
I don't want to brag. I got 17.5 on this one. That's a ridiculous amount of points, especially in division. You know, the Giants are not good. They could mail it in the rest of the year, but 16.5, are you insane? Give me the Giants.
Giants are 2-7. They are negative 116 points in the points fielded versus points allowed.
Really? Oh, Giants, sorry.
Negative 116 points. Dallas, all the way. In the last 20 years, Brad, BS, BS, BS.
See, now this
no,
is why.
Give me the last 20 when a team has covered a 16.5-point spread.
In this last year, in this season, there have been a lot of teams that were big favorites that have covered big spreads.
You want to know why I don't give insight in all the games? That right there. Oh, Brad, here goes this Brad in the last 20 years. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Poop. Poop
and yet he's the one that's like, this team's met 47 times in the last, in their history, they're 35-12-1.
Does this fall under the category of usual insults and
insults and humiliation?
Humiliations, yeah, that's it. No, I'm taking I'm taking Dallas. Dallas, Dallas just
thank God. I'll gain a game on you here. Give me the Giants in the last 20 years, blah, 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 blah. Team coming off of a blowout. Team that nobody, who in God's name is running to the window to bet on the Giants? Give me the Giants getting the points, and it's going to be a low-scoring game. Dallas not going to put up 30-something points.
Do you have a number, honestly, last 20 years on a team that's covered?
No, he doesn't.
A 16.5 or bigger points spread.
No, he's too busy writing the sequel to his book.
Actually, I am writing another book.
Slide Hustle.
No, it's going to be the Atlanta edition.
Glide Muscle.
When Georgia gets...
You're just writing a new chapter, not a new book.
I'm just updating all the systems and all that stuff, and then I'm going to put all my stories, which were Kentucky-centric, you know, all the other stuff. Now it's going to be Atlanta-centric for when I go to Georgia, see? All my growing up here stories for this book, all my 20-plus years in Atlanta for that book. God, I'm smart.
Why would you bring up his
God,
book?
God, I am so good at this.
Why would you do that?
I'm speaking at the Rotary Club tomorrow. Do you know that?
I've heard. My book that I'm writing right now is very classic rock 92.1 centric.
Kind of a big deal.
I'm not going to write the other book anymore.
My apartment smells
Dr. Seuss. My apartment smells of rich
mahogany.
Rich
leather-bound.
Many leather-bound books.
Of, you know, spoiled yogurt is what it's
I got Dallas. Screw
I got y'all. The Giants and the points.
Yep. Next game.
Next game and under. Mac Daddy Stogie-ish. Next game in Seattle. Geno Smith and the Seahawks. 6-point home favorites over Sam Howell. The third, Thurston Howell's son, and the Washington Commodes. Total 43.5. Dylan.
Taking Washington. Just think that they're due. Ron Rivera coaching for his job. Yeah, I feel like I just feel like Seattle's going in the wrong direction all of a sudden. Geno Smith, I mean, couldn't get anything started against the Ravens. Pretty good defense, understandably, but 3 points. Yeah, give me Washington.
We've already discussed how Lamar treats NFC teams. Washington still got rid of their two best defenders. Seattle needs to get right a little bit after that one. But, yeah, they're still very much in contention for that division. So give me Seattle. Home of the 12th man.
And my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
Kind of a big deal.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books.
Are we?
That's enough.
Are we going to get in trouble for copyright infringement?
I hope so. I hate this game. I'll take Washington the points just because.
I hate this podcast.
Well, it hates you.
Not our best
well.
Effort.
I think it's been great.
Thanks for hanging in there, y'all.
Don't worry. I'm editing this thing down to about 35 minutes. So it's okay. Sunday Night Football. the Las Vegas Raiders. Everybody's new. Can you name their quarterback? Aiden O'Connell is his name.
What? You didn't even give me a chance.
Well, I didn't want to embarrass you on live public radio here.
Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah. I saw him in the talk or something. The Jets are visiting Las Vegas. Zach Wilson. The Jets are a one-point favorite here. Total 36.5, Beer Man.
Give me the Jets. Defense is better. Inexperienced quarterback. The high is coming down to reality. Give me the Jets. They finally score. It's going to be a 10-9 game, so whatever the over-under is, give me the under.
The Jets are getting a point?
Yes. No, yep. The Jets are a one-point favorite.
They're a one-point favorite, yeah. I'm taking the Jets in this game, too. The big letdown, the high, as Beer Man said, is over. I don't see them sustaining that.
Both took the Jets, eh? Wrong again! Give me the Raiders! It's not over for Antonio Pierce and Aiden O'Connell. Give me the Raiders. I like what you said, though. The lowest scoring game on the board this week. This is going to be right down there amongst...
What is the over-under on this game?
36.5.
So, yeah, give me the under.
There you go. Monday Night Football. Denver Broncos. Which were a good selection in the summertime, apparently. When they made the schedule, Russell Wilson, a 7.5-point underdog at Buffalo. Total 47, Dylan.
I'm on my phone. Hang on. I'm busy. My apartment smells of rich mahogany. Yeah, Buffalo. Buffalo, I mean, I don't have a lot of insight in this game other than the fact that Buffalo's kind of desperate to get things right, and Denver's a pretty good team to make that happen with, although Denver has been a better team as of late. Buffalo will be up for this game, I think.
Beer Man.
Kind of with you on this one. I think Buffalo, they didn't get embarrassed, but they were definitely outplayed. They'll be more ready for this game. Denver is what Denver is. The coach can't seem to bail them out. Although Russell Wilson has played better, at least by the numbers. But, you know, Buffalo has a tendency to blow teams out when they absolutely need to, and I think that's what they're going to do here.
Both of you took Buffalo, eh?
That's what it appears.
Give me those road dogs getting more than a touchdown. Give me Denver and Russell Wilson. But a back daddy Stogie, like the under in this game. It's a good game to go under the total here.
You said more than a touchdown. I've got a touchdown.
I've got 7.5.
Oh, you got 7.5.
Seven and a half is the consensus line.
Okay. All right.
There you go, folks.
I made the change.
By the way, next Thursday night, Bengals and Ravens. That's the Thursday night game. That's a big one next Thursday night. All right. Best bets on week 10. Do we have any people that want to go first, or do you want me to go first? I will be happy to go first if you would like. Since you're both texting people on your phone, I will go first.
Well, I'm very important.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Tell Miss Judy I said hello. Anyway, sides that I love this week. Give me Cleveland as the road dog in Baltimore. Give me Houston getting too many points in Cincinnati. Jacksonville getting a few points against San Francisco. And give me the Giants getting way too many against Dallas as Denver Dillon shakes his head as if I'm a moron. Totals I like. I'm going over Houston and Cincinnati. Gonna be a lot of points in that one, but I'm going under. Niners in Jacksonville and under in Denver and Buffalo, as well as Cleveland, Baltimore under, Giants, Dallas under. Those are Mac Daddy Stogies I'll ride to the desert with and smoke them. Boys, either one of you want to go next?
You ready? I'll go. I'm going to take the Bears. Best bet of the week.
Good God. Best bet of the week, really?
Yeah, best bet of the week. I'm kind of with you on Cleveland. I definitely like that one. I'm going to take Pittsburgh over Green Bay, and I'm going to take Arizona over Atlanta.
There you go.
My money line parlay includes Chicago.
Oh, wait. I got to write this down.
Buffalo, Dallas, Baltimore, and the Cincinnati over. So I'll give you five there for your parlay. Don't know if that'll pay. Dallas won't add much
to it. You're really putting Dallas on this parlay?
On the money line, yeah, of course. It'll be like minus 2,000.
Those apps won't even let you do that.
Probably not. Maybe not.
They laugh at you.
What was Tennessee getting? I didn't write it down.
They're getting 1 point on the road in Tampa.
Yeah. That's a shame.
So that's basically a coin flip game.
Yeah.
By the way, at DraftKings, they're a 1-point favorite. This is why I talk all the time about having different outs and options. At DraftKings, they're a one-point favorite. At FanDuel, Tampa's a 1.5-point favorite. So this is the kind of – when I put these lines, these are the consensus odds of all the major sports books. So, you know, shopping around makes a big difference.
If you bet both of those and it ties, you could hit both of them.
That's correct.
Or you could just pay the VIG. So
it's called an arbitrage.
Yeah.
For those in the industry, you try to look for to middle.
Which that is a lot easier to do during a live game. If you take the game ahead of time, mm-hmm. you can really kind of win two there. And
but that means sitting there
bet.
All day and hustling.
Agreed.
And there's a little bit of hustle Agreed. Involved in that too. Yeah. There you go, folks. Is that all of our best bets?
I think that's it.
Did we learn? What did we learn here on the Bottom Line Sports Rocker podcast today? Did we learn anything?
I think we have learned that backup quarterbacks are getting worse.
Okay.
I think that we've learned that the two best DJs on Classic Rock 92.1 are the ones that know a little bit about football.
Freak wow. Daddy
we had everybody
Freak
on
Daddy
Classic
didn't know
Rock
anything
here,
about
we?
Football.
We had the entire lineup in here.
Yeah.
For Classic
All four
Rock.
Of us.
That means Cutler and Lawrence coming here next week?
We're the team that cares.
Cutler and Lawrence coming in here next week.
Special shout out to this week's sponsor, Agave and Rye, on the corner of Short and Broadway.
Oh. Yeah, are you all familiar with the Dana Carvey show? You know how they had a big sponsor for the first couple of episodes, and then that sponsor dropped them, so they got a lesser sponsor? I feel like that's what this podcast is becoming. Next thing you know, it's going to be...
We were part and parcel to the generosity of Agave.
Oh, 100%. I'm glad we gave him a shout-out.
Was it worth bringing up Dana Carvey and something dated, carbon-dated 1864?
There was a documentary on Hulu. It was fun.
Thanks for enlightening us there, Professor Beard.
It's nice to throw a sponsor out there.
Agave and Rye, they were great.
We need a sponsor. Why don't you guys work on that? You guys are the big, high-rated people at the big, high-rated station. I'm just a gambling guy over here at ESPN, where all the other hosts can't stand me for reasons they can't tell.
Let me stop you there. You've already said tomorrow you're going to be in a room full of rich old people.
Yeah.
Rich people that like to spend money.
Business people in the city of the blue blood city of Lexington.
I am a big shot, aren't I?
And we do have 6,000 people listening to this podcast.
Is that how many we have?
I think you should tell them that you're...
As far as advertisers are concerned, yes, we do.
Okay. I'm just hoping that...
That's it for Week 10 in the NFL.
What?
Classic Rock 92.1 and ESPN Radio.
We're still in the middle of farting shots.
Any other farting shots? Dylan just doesn't want me to talk about myself and pat myself on the back and stroke my ego. You guys, it's fine. It's fine to have the whole Classic Rock gang in here. Woohoo, Classic Rock. But when Brad tries to do something, hey, I got a book. Oh, let's go to the next game. Next game. Yeah, it's exactly what you're doing over there, Dylan. Don't be such a player hater.
I wrote a pamphlet.
Well, there you go. Thank you for, you know, raiding on my parade yet again. Any other farting shots? We all know Brad's got a book. I got it.
I have an album, a CD.
It's called
Terrarium.
Marario. What?
Don't you dare make fun of the seed of my blood, sweat, and tears, Brad.
You've never made fun of my book?
Play the song. It's time to get my kicks.
All right, I'll play it starting right now.
That's it for Week 10 in the NFL. The Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast. Suck a Starfish. May the winners be yours.
Suck a Starfish.
Thank you so much for listening. And for the entire group of Classic Rock 92.1 on-air DJs, we thank all of you for showing up here today. So until the next time, as always,
suck it, Stivers.
May the winners be yours.
That's my line.
That's your line. I keep forgetting.
You got to get your own line.
That's my line.
He's my line.
That's my line.
He's already stolen Suck It, Stivers.
I didn't steal it. You just throw it out there, and I'm like, hey, buddies. You know, that's all I got.
But you need to come up with something.
Why? Catchphrases are
dumb.
Silly.
Oh, really? Mac Daddy Stogie's not dumb. May the winners be yours is not dumb. Oh, yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Those are all yours.
Exactly, because they're awesome. Until the next time, as always, may the winners be yours.
Last word.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Oh, my God. I wish he had fallen out of that seat. I would have loved it.
It didn't back up.
Psst.
Winners be yours.